Get out your atlas sometime and turn to the map of Idaho. If you look carefully enough, you'll find in the northern part of that state the town of Moscow. It's not a large town. It has a population of about 4,000 souls. In appearance, it's no different from hundreds of other American towns. And yet Moscow, Idaho, is today almost as well known as Paris, New York, London, Rome. Why? Because out of Moscow, Idaho, has come a new idea, a new discovery, a new philosophy. It is called Psychiana. And in the short space of a few years, it has encircled the globe, made thousands upon thousands of converts among thinking people everywhere. Now suppose you could meet the man who evolved this philosophy. What an interesting story he could tell you. Well, you are going to meet him. For here is your guide, waiting to take you to that man's home, the home of Dr. Frank Robinson.
And it is a home where you and I are always welcome. For in spite of the multitude of tasks which beset him, the multitude of duties which crowd his day, Dr. Robinson is more than willing to drop these for a friendly chat, for a visit with those who are sincerely interested in his work. And so here we are once more in his study, listening as his fingers wander over the keys of the magnificent pipe organ which stands at one end of the room. No, Doctor, you have so little time for relaxation that it seems an imposition dropping in here, asking you to play and bothering you with absurd questions.
Why, I like to play. And as for the questions, there's nothing absurd about them. If you're interested enough to ask questions, that is all I want.
Well, I'm going to ask one right now. You remember some weeks ago when you were telling me about this force, or law as you called it, and I wanted you to prove that such a force existed. You told me I could prove it for myself by going out and looking at the stars.
Yes, that's right. I did tell you that.
Well, I've not only been looking at them, I've been studying something about them. You know, I was amazed to find out that our Earth is comparatively pretty small. I discovered that the majority of stars are so big that thousands of our Earths could be packed inside each one and leave room to spare.
And did you discover that the total number of stars in the universe is something like the total number of grains of sand on all the seashores in the world?
Yes, I discovered that too. It's a pretty big universe, isn't it?
So large that no one can even imagine it. It must take a tremendous force, a tremendous power to keep it operating. And not only a tremendous force, but an intelligent force. Whirling through space at an incredible speed are literally countless stars. Now suppose these stars were automobiles with no intelligence guiding them. What would happen?
Well, there certainly would be one grand smash-up.
Wouldn't there? Do you see my point when I say there is an intelligent force governing the universe?
I see that all right enough. If there weren't something behind it all, everything would go to smash. I'll admit that the force is there, that it's a tremendously powerful force, and an intelligent force. But what has that got to do with me personally? I'm not a planet, Doctor. I'm a human being. Is that force interested in me as an individual?
No, I don't believe it is.
Well, then, there you are. What good does that force do me?
I'm not going to answer that for a moment. Instead, we'll have a turnabout, and I'll ask you some questions. What's your definition of electricity? Is it a solid, a liquid, a gas? What is it?
Well, It isn't any of those things. It's
a force, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Now, considered as a force, has electricity any particular interest in you individually?
Well, no, of course not.
But you make use of it, don't you? You use it to light your home, to run machinery, to talk to your friend on the other side of town, to bring you entertainment out of the air. Use it in 100 different ways. In other words, the force is there, and you found out how to turn it to your particular benefit. Somewhere near your house runs a power line over which surges this force we call electricity. Now, you could fill your home with electric bulbs and still not have light. You've got to tap the power line. It is the same with the force that I'm speaking of, the great God law that controls the universe and everything in it. You know, there are lots of people in this world who have all the bulbs, but who never get any light. People who have countless opportunities to attain success, and yet they consistently fail. They haven't tapped the power line. Does that answer your question about whether this God law can be of personal benefit to you?
Yes, but not entirely. I don't know whether I make myself clear or not, Dr. Robinson, but does this God law affect me directly as a living thing?
Yes, I understand you thoroughly. Your question is a very intelligent one, and I think I can answer it for you. Now follow me carefully. How old are you?
Almost 29, Doctor.
Well, about 30 years ago, you existed only as a spark of light, an infinitesimal spark. Gradually, you began to grow, to take shape. Various organs were formed, nerves, muscles, blood corpuscles, brain cells, all the intricate mechanism that goes to make the human body a tremendously complex thing. Now, during this time, the time your body was being formed, no human being exercised any control over the process. It went on entirely independently of any human control or regulation. And yet, every tiny nerve fiber, every single cell of the 3 or 4 billion of which the human body is composed, went into its proper place and performed its proper function. Now, if all this was not accomplished by human control, what did accomplish it? I'll tell you, the operation of some force, some law. And you can't tell me that as soon as you were born, that law ceased to operate. You can't tell me that a force powerful enough and intelligent enough to create a man isn't powerful enough, isn't intelligent enough to give him the things he needs after he's been created. Health, happiness, the energy and intuitive knowledge to make himself successful.
But now, Doctor, you speak as if this law worked independently of human control. A moment ago, you said it had to be tapped, that we had to learn how to use it. Those two statements are contradictory, aren't they?
No, they are not. A tree lives and grows, brings out its foliage and blossoms each spring, bears its fruit, and completely fulfills its destiny. In this instance, it does not have to tap the universal force. It does not have to learn how to make use of it, any more than the planet you mentioned has to learn how to make use of it. But, as you yourself said, you're not a planet. You were born with a mind, a free will. And right there is where the trouble lies. You've never heard of an unsuccessful planet, but you have heard and know many unsuccessful people. Why are they unsuccessful? Because they have allowed their minds to carry them in the direction of failure. They've cluttered up their minds with all sorts of rubbish. They depend on luck or wait for the breaks or carry charms or believe in the superstitious teachings that have come down to us from heathen and pagan religions. They try to follow these superstitions. Naturally, they're unsuccessful.
Then by tapping this power, you mean getting rid of all these things, clearing our minds of them.
That's exactly what I mean. That's all my teachings are. I can't give you this power. It's already there. All I can do is to teach people how to get rid of the things that stand in its way. how to make themselves receptive to it. Let me go back to the electricity example. You walk down the street and you see an electric street light. There it is, glowing beautifully, and no one near it. No one apparently tending it. And you say to yourself, that's funny. Here's a light burning all by itself. And yet I have a whole house full of electric bulbs, and none of them give any light, as much as I've tried to get them to burn. And I've tried everything to get them to light up. I've said incantations over them. And I've behaved myself and been a good citizen. And I've hooked them up with a magic charm, and still they won't light. So you go to an electrician. And what does he tell you to do? Why, to forget the incantations and throw away the charm and snap on your switch. Do you see my point?
Yes, I do, Doctor. And this has been one of the most interesting discussions we've had. And now, one thing more.
Another question?
No, I want to think over what you've already told me before I ask for more information. This time, all I want you to give me is the pleasure of hearing you play again.
Well, I'll do that gladly.
Doesn't Dr. Robinson's theory sound reasonable to you? Doesn't it strike you as being plain common sense? It does to me. And in view of the tremendous acceptance it has had the world over, isn't it at least worth investigating? After all, you do want success, don't you? You do want health and happiness and all the things which make life worth living? Then why not get the complete story of his philosophy, the complete details of his marvelous discovery, Psychiana? They don't cost you one penny, nor obligate you in any way. Just write to Dr. Frank Robinson, care of the station to which you are listening, or to Dr. Frank Robinson, Radio Department, Moscow, Idaho, and say, send me the free outline of your philosophy. If you don't want to write a letter, send a postcard. The outline will be mailed to you immediately. If you write directly to Moscow, Idaho, include the words Radio Department in the address. We return you now to your local announcer, who will give you the date and exact time of Dr. Robinson's next broadcast.